You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. We're back in the Bahamas, and there is so much drama. I just can't. But we're here to talk about it tonight. Let's tune in to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills After Show at AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We are back. The gang is here. Gang, we are all here to talk about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm so excited. We're at episode 4. The drama is piping hot. I don't even know where to start, but we're going to figure it out. I'm your host, Thomas Erlina, and I'm here with my lovely panel.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cynthia Nicole.
I'm Amanda Terry.
And oh my gosh. So we just finished watching the episode. We're live here in studio. Thank you for spending your Tuesday night with us. We appreciate all the views and comments. Make sure to follow us at AfterBuzz TV to get all the latest updates here. I mean, this episode started a little different, which was kind of cool. And I was reading David Quinn, who is somebody I follow on Twitter, was very adamant about wanting people's reactions of how the episode started, because it was more like a recap almost. Mm-hmm. And then the intro started.
Yes.
So there was a different way of presenting the show. But we get right into the Bahamas again with all this drama.
Yes.
Thoughts on the episode? How do we feel?
I've been waiting for this for how many years? This is probably the best episode that I've seen.
I was just thinking that.
I was just like, wait, what's going to happen next? Wait, who said what? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Literally.
This reminds me of old school episodes where it was really intense. We're back to that kind of level, because it kind of dropped in past seasons, but this episode really brought it.
It was super catty, and I loved it. I am all in for the
Teddy
drama.
Teddy and Dory have brought it.
Yes, for sure.
And should we be sending thank you gifts to Lisa Rinna for kind of making this pot even more juicier?
I love her. She is absolutely amazing. It's like she's almost childlike. Like, she really brings that sort of energy to the show. I love it so much. I love her.
Yes.
And, like, people in the comments, which I've been reading, like, I literally go and read the comments throughout the week. It's probably the best thing ever, because you guys are so into the show. The comments are so long. So I try to get through all of them. But everybody's opinions are scattered. Like, I read the comments and people are, like, into it and, like, into this person and then hate this person. It's just so much going on the internet about how people feel about these characters.
Yeah.
I'm surprised in Teddy.
You're surprised in her.
I'm really surprised. Like, I wanted her to be telling the truth, but I could kind of tell there was a little bit something fishy about it.
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, I'm just like taken back. I can't believe that it's going this way.
It's going this way.
I really can't
believe
it. She
definitely put a twist on this show.
She did.
I'm sorry, but she
has about it.
Yes, she has me so fooled.
Yes, I agree.
But mind you guys, we're only, for our podcast listeners, we're only 4 episodes in. This is a 20-week plus show.
Let's do it. I'm on for the roller coaster.
If you think Teddy's fooling you, there's a lot of other women that are going to be fooling you along the way. So we get into the episode, and it's kind of interesting to see how they broke up the groups. Mm-hmm. You know, you have Teddy, who you would never imagine to be with Erica on a golfing excursion. You have Lisa and Kyle, who are on this shopping extravaganza, which is typical. And then you have the other 4 ladies. Did anybody notice that Lisa, Rinna, and Erica were split amongst, like, the group? And
I didn't.
Because the only reason why I bring that up is because somebody brought that up on Twitter, and I just wanted to see if anybody else noticed that they weren't together. So it was like one in one ear, one in the other ear, and just kind of creating this divide.
Because last year, like, they were so together. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I really like Teddy and Erica's friendship. That was a twist. I didn't even think about that yet.
I like it.
What do you guys think?
I think it's like refreshing, because when I have beef with somebody, it's always nice to have an opportunity to start over and,
like, hash it out
and then kind of see where things form. I think those are, like, sometimes, not all the time, but, like, when a friendship really gets solid, is just kind of realizing that you guys didn't get along at first, but then finding commonalities, and they seem to have a healthy friendship. What about you? What do you think?
I agree 100%, but I have to say, I'm so taken aback. Why in the world are Dorit and Lisa Vanderpump in the same room together? I still am so confused by this, you guys. I really, really don't understand.
Okay, let me put it to perspective. It's like, so your girlfriend, who you are close with, has the biggest room on the property. This humongous property. It's the biggest thing ever. Would you not want to share a suite, the biggest suite ever, with her?
I'm confused at the whole dog situation. You know what I mean? Like, they had that beef with the dog situation. So I just don't understand, like, why they're in the same
Dorit kind of made it to a point where she wants to patch things up with Lisa Vanderpump. Okay. So she's like, they were in the private jet on the first episode, and they really, Dorit was trying really hard to get back on her good graces.
Okay.
Because of everything, Lisa cut her off the magazine. They have not resolved that whole beef. So,
I feel like Dorit kind of does that a lot.
She's doing it on this season. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
To me, it looked like Lisa and Dorit are not even friends.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I was just like, where's the loyalty at?
Like, yeah. When Dorit, like, called her out at dinner.
Yes. Saying, like, I believe you, Teddy.
Like, I mean, before, in the hotel room, yes. Like, that was so wrong. Like, I even was like, you don't do that.
And I'm
like,
actually really surprised that Lisa Vanderpump wasn't a little bit more pissed off.
Aggressive about it.
And aggressive. But here's my thing. When I'm backed up against the wall, I put myself in Lisa Vanderpump's shoes. I want to get the hell out of the Bahamas. So I'm just going to get through everything and just get back home to my husband and just let people just do this right now, because I just can't. I can't.
Agreed.
Really? But I feel like she looked like she was going to walk away and cry, and then she couldn't get a hold of her husband because all the static.
Yeah,
and
of course they showed that.
I mean, at her, I felt like if I went through that, I would be so alone. Yeah. And I don't know if she felt that. Because they didn't continue.
I'm sure she did.
I think
that
she did
was like, she feeling alone, like nobody. I mean, Kyle did go after her to check up on her, but I knew Kyle would. She always does.
Lisa gets up and leaves a lot. Have you guys noticed that?
Yeah. She has
like,
been,
she
yeah.
is always like the one, I'm out. Like, she just kind of, but you know, I can respect that because maybe she doesn't want to be so confrontational. So she kind of just, you know what I mean, leaves before anything kind of goes
maybe
down.
Maybe she can't,
but
like, handle it either.
It seems to me like, yeah. Like,
especially with her, you know, her brother and everything.
Other more important things kind of to focus on.
Well, I'm not going to do this after show without talking about that daiquiri bike.
Oh my God!
Because let me tell you, we, for our podcast listeners and for our viewers out there, we live in L.A. and everyone in L.A. loves a good cocktail, especially myself. So the fact that
what's your favorite cocktail?
Oh, God, there's too many. I mean, we'll be here all night. We literally
would
be.
At least, no.
I'm really into, like, tequila right now.
Okay. Well, I love tequila.
I'm really Patron. Into that right now. Mm-hmm. Patron, yes.
Yes, yes.
So, Lisa Rinna talking about wanting to have this, I really think that she should.
I think it'd be good. Especially in LA, I think it would work. People love exercise and they love to drink. Like, it's...
Honestly,
it's a match made in heaven.
After this episode, I'm hoping that Lisa Rinna like went to all of her QVC people and got that stuff going, because there are other people out there that are going to copy this idea.
I would do it. I would go ride the bike, wouldn't you? Like, mix my own margarita. Like,
I think it's awesome. So I love that. You know, again, we're seeing all the women kind of go in their separate ways. Teddy is just trying to golf and she's just trying to figure it out.
I'm surprised that she was so bad at that.
I was too.
Because she's like athletic. You know what I mean? But golf is hard. Have you guys ever tried to golf?
I have. It is not as easy as it looks.
I just like to go to the driving range and just like whack it. You know what I mean? I'm not about like...
I would go to the driving range first, practice, and then, you know...
Agreed.
Go hang out.
Yeah. Does anybody else do miniature golf? Because I like that.
Miniature golf is
fun. That's
fun.
That's really fun. But I have to say, Teddy, her style has really amped up since last season. I love the, you know, the white ensemble, the very beach vibes. Yes, the gold earrings. I'm telling you, I've got my
hoops, girl.
I love the hoops. I even wore them for tonight.
I love it.
In honor of Teddy.
Yes.
So while all these girls are having a great time, we get to the yacht and the women that are on the yacht are kind of talking about the dog, or I'm sure the cameras were rolling and they were talking about many different things, but you know, we're talking about Lucy again.
Mm-hmm.
So
the dang dog.
Lisa Rinna seems to be gassing the pedal with it was a setup, and then Dorit is kind of
on the fence,
but at the same time she knows how the show is, she knows that this is controversy, she knows it's controversial and it's drumming up a conversation. Denise is over there.
I like Denise.
She's a breath
of fresh air.
She is a breath of fresh air, but after saying that you don't know what's going on by like...
Over and over.
I would hope that she would know what's going on, but I do love her. I think she's great.
I like her, but her fashion girlfriend...
You know what?
Girlfriend.
She's super humble and I love
it.
Maybe some earrings, some, you know.
I mean, she is on the road.
Curl the hair, wear it down. Yeah. Like, just like maybe a flowy top. Yes.
So we learned she is. Yes. Some hoops.
Yes. Yeah.
What we learn also about this revelation is that Maddie existed, which was a dog prior to Lucy that Dorit got at the shelter as well, that bit. One of her kids.
Oh, it was the kid.
It was one of the kids that she gave back. So two dogs.
From Vanderpump Dogs.
Did you guys know that?
Yes, we were watching it.
No, tonight, yes. But before, I just thought this came out tonight.
With Maddie, yeah. It came out tonight.
So the fact that there's two dogs now.
Now I understand Lisa's point of view.
Yeah, it's become like a trend. And then the fact that she's not getting the dogs back, it's going like all different places.
I'm sorry, but dogs aren't like little pieces of Louis Vuitton purses that you can just store away and then return it. You know,
I really think that Dorit should. I agree with Camille 100%. I think Dorit should have called Lisa and told her the situation before. I really, really do. I don't understand why Dorit waited till after. Not even that. It's just like it came from Vanderpump Dogs. So, hey, guess what? This is what's going on. This is what's going on with the
Absolutely.
Dog.
Absolutely.
She should have called. And I think Camille is like the most level-headed one on the show.
Yes, we will 100%. See. Yes. We will see soon in our tweets that a lot of people are siding with Camille's thoughts as well as Amanda here because Camille just says it how it is, and not just that, she's had beef with Dorit, so she's not buying this let's trash Lisa Vanderpump to the ground, because Lisa Vanderpump has never really had that kind of issue hardcore with Camille.
Right.
So of course Camille is going to say, wait, Dorit, you are wrong here, and you should have done that, because she's called her the C word, she's done so many different things.
Do you see how they all twist it instead of taking their own responsibility?
Or their own opinion,
and they're twisting it on Lisa, and like now I'm kind of understanding, like
Mean Girls.
It was Mean Girls.
It really was.
The past two episodes have been kind of Mean Girls.
I believed Lisa from like the beginning of the show, like when she was talking about Vanderpump. Lisa Vanderpump. I believed her. And then Teddy, I can't.
Because she wasn't in the space to concoct a drama this season. With her brother's passing and with everything going on, maybe previous seasons she might have concocted something crazy like this for drama. But because of the mindset that she was in, she didn't have the time. It just so happened that the narrative is this. And because, and I can relate to Lisa Vanderpump, her track record of having those kind of things doesn't help your situation now.
I'm sorry. I believe Lucy the dog. I'm sorry.
I can't.
But I believe
you.
I believe you.
I like animals more than people, so I agree, Cynthia. Yes. I'm with Lucy.
I'm with Lucy, the new hashtag here at AfterBuzz TV.
I'm with Lucy. Let's
exactly. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
So transitioning into Lucy, somebody that wants to talk about Lucy very badly is Miss Kyle in the shopping area. She's trying to get the tea. We're trying to recap last night. We're trying to get Lisa Vanderpump to discuss how she feels, but Lisa Vanderpump is not having it. She's not really wanting to talk about it, and I get it. You're shopping, you're drained, you just want to look at clothes and spend your money.
Yes,
but Kyle is just kind of, sometimes I think in that moment is like, it's the producers in your ear, like she was just so wanting Lisa to talk about it. So have you talked to Dorit? And I get it. I mean, they've been on the show for 10 years. I think that 9 seasons, 10 years, whatever, and the fact that she continuously wanting to talk about it, it's great for us because we want to know. But did you feel like Kyle was pushing it a little bit too 100%. Much with Lisa?
She was like jabbing her, you know what
wanting
I mean?
To get the tea.
Lisa's just like, oh, this is a beautiful top, like did you notice?
Yeah,
she
course.
Was kept trying to like push it aside.
What do you think, Thomas? Do you feel that she was pushing it, or she just wanted to know the gossip?
It's hard, you know. I do love Kyle.
Yeah.
And I know that Kyle means well. I think in that moment, she really did want Lisa Vanderpump to just express how she feels, because Kyle is so transparent with how she feels. I think sometimes on the show, you probably just don't realize that you're doing it on camera and it looks crazy.
Because it gets so real.
Yeah, because it gets so real that, yeah, of course, if the cameras were here and if we were just shopping, I'd be like, so what happened? What happened?
Girl,
what happened?
Yeah.
But because the cameras are on, it makes for this Kyle being a little bit too needy.
It's like the pressure, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I really think
word you say is going to come back to you. So you just have to make sure, like on our after show. kind of Kyle basically goes into letting Lisa Vanderpump know that I just want to let you know that everybody thinks that you set this up. So this is like Lisa Vanderpump's first introduction to, wait, everybody thinks that I set her up. Do you think that Lisa Vanderpump set her up?
No, I don't.
Well, I do have a question. Why did Kyle talk to Teddy and then she talked to Lisa? So I think that she's egging both of them on.
I think so too.
So I can't agree with one
person. So she's kind of playing a baby Lisa Rinna.
Yes, but Lisa Rinna is more vindictive and the villain of the show.
And smiling while she does it. She's like inside
laughing, right? But I feel like both of them... I have to say both, like, Kyle got both of them. She's bringing both information to their ears.
Absolutely. So. I mean, we'll have to see, but we're going to continue on with our conversation here at AfterBuzz TV, but we have, of course, our special announcement for you.
Hi, everyone. Did you know we are the ESPN of TV talk? So I hope you guys are watching Reality Housewives of Beverly Hills, giving us a thumbs up, commenting all your beautiful comments, even the negative comments, please. So help us and rate us on iTunes also. And I just want to say thank you so much for all of the support, all the beautiful comments, everything you guys write, and you send out the tweets, and thank you for all of the support, and keep on watching.
Yes.
Well, thank you again, subscribers, listeners, viewers. We really appreciate it. We know this season is probably one of Beverly Hills' best seasons in a long time, so everybody is very heated in the comment box. Again, we read all your comments here, and thank you for that announcement.
Thank you.
So... these women are, at this point, you know, it's a setup. Dorit is torn on the yacht, and now Teddy feels 100% set up in this situation.
She was super adamant about it. Like,
I almost
believed her. Like, didn't she act so well? How she was just like, I didn't do this, I don't lie. Like, she was so adamant about it, I wanted to believe her, but I truly, truly did believe Lisa from the beginning.
Did you
believe Lisa?
I believe
Rinna, I mean
Vanderpump. I did believe Lisa because of the situation that she's going with her brother passing. Because I think people that are going through grief and stuff like that, they don't have the physical or mental energy to do something like this.
It's very true.
She has her Vanderpump spinoff show. She has her restaurant. She has all the money that anybody could ever want. I don't think that, like, this was something that she would, like, intentionally plan.
And it makes it, her Vanderpump dog, it makes it look bad.
Yeah, it really does. But this whole moment where Lisa Vanderpump calls Teddy, I mean, you just didn't know what was going to happen. But I don't appreciate when, like, I'm wanting somebody to come to my hotel room and the first thing
Teddy enters in. Like, here for an apology? Like, I was just like,
you just say, hi, how are you? Can we talk?
Yeah. It was very, it was a very bizarre entrance. And I like Teddy, but that was just, when she walked in, it was immediately, I mean, but Lisa is just, again, very stoic. She's just like, has that, no. Like, it's just almost like she wasn't going to give that reaction that Teddy was, wanted. I think, maybe wanting of, okay, yes, I'm sorry. People know that you don't get sorry from Lisa Vanderpump right off the bat.
I was just thinking that in my head.
It took Kyle years to get a sorry from Lisa Vanderpump. So to think that you're going to get that, I think almost, you know, jumping ahead real quick, when she went back to Kyle and her were talking and she was saying, I'm drained and this and that. Like, Kyle is just probably feeling like, I've been through that before. So hearing somebody say that is just like, of course you didn't get a sorry.
Yeah.
Almost. But they're in this whole beef situation. It's the sweet doesn't get so sweet. It's a room I would not want to be in. But I almost forgot that Dorit was in that room.
I almost forgot
when she's like, where's Dorit? And she walks down the hallway and Dorit is like in a towel. She probably doesn't even realize that the cameras are coming because she just got out the shower.
Yeah, like, what?
But she's like, oh God, the cameras are coming. So that's a real moment. And that's what makes The Real Housewives so real is that's those moments that you get where she wasn't ready.
Dorit's hair was done, so it looked like she was ready.
I mean,
I'm like, her hair was so cute. Did she do it herself?
I think she has a squad that was there.
But she doesn't show her squad.
Not like Erica does.
Yeah. No, because Erica like was a pioneer to this whole thing. Yes.
We haven't really talked. I love Erica so much.
I do too. I think Erica brings brings a lot to the show. Mm. And this episode, you know, she's just kind of chilling. It's not really circulating her, and I think Erica gets in it when it's about her. But because it's not about her, she's not the type to just dive into the pool. She's like...
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I like that.
So she brings a flair to it, and I don't think... I mean, we're four episodes in. We can't be so thirsty for, like, Erica to come out like that. They give her... Erica is Erica, so she's definitely going to have her moment on the show where we saw that she's going to be performing.
Yeah.
But you know, this actually happens in real life. I don't know if you guys have been through it where, like, girls, you tell each other something, or guys.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I feel like this episode really happens to people in real life.
Oh, yeah. This show is very relatable.
Yeah, I think that's why I felt it so much. How I was saying, like, I wanted to believe Teddy, and then the whole Lisa thing, and it is like a Mean Girls.
It was definitely a Mean Girls situation. You know, we also thankfully got to see a clip of Lisa talking to her employee, her partner. I'm sorry,
favorite.
That was pretty adamant about being a partner and not an employee. But he had his own peace of mind to say, and he seemed pretty upset with what was happening and how Lisa was talking to him. And I don't think that was scripted.
I think he was shutting it down.
But through the phone, you never know. I mean, we didn't get to see him. It wasn't through a FaceTime, but do we think that this was all done by Vanderpump Dog's staff and had nothing to do with Lisa? She just happened to get in the puddle of this all because at this point, it looks like John was really pissed. I mean, even the way that he presented Lucy.
But as an employee, you can talk to your boss
like that. He's a partner. I mean, you get fired for behaving that way.
Well, let's see what happens next episode. Yeah. I think he's going to be gone.
And Ken,
And Ken came out. Ken pulled it. I was proud to see Ken, like,
let me show you. Let me tell you what's going on.
Yes. I hear you, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens with her staff, if there's any changes, or, you know, if there's something that gets added in their contracts where employees don't talk to anybody about any dogs. It's very confident. It's like a hospital, basically.
It should be like that.
You don't go around sharing medical records with other people just because, or for conversation talk. That's like super private. So
yeah.
I'm sure she's going to make some adjustments.
They probably wanted some TV time. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Think about it.
A theory.
Think about it.
A narrative was built. Yeah. I mean,
who knows?
It's intense. I know that the people that work for Lisa are very passionate about animals, as they should be working for her. So it's basically a big mystery that we're all salivating off everything that happens on this show.
But first of all, shouldn't Lisa have talked to her friends about the situation, not have the employees be like, you know, gossiping about it when they're at the, you know, Vanderpump shelter?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that she's probably going to change some of her, you know, contracts with a bunch of her employees that this doesn't happen again, because it's an unfortunate situation. But it brings Lisa Vanderpump's storyline alive. It brings everybody alive. We're only here. This is way better than Pantygate. I mean, if we have to talk about Lucy the whole season, I'm fine with that.
I feel like it's gonna happen.
Wait, did it look like she had her own Instagram? Because I saw the picture of Lucy in the beginning.
I mean, she's more famous than all three of us combined here.
She probably does.
We need to find Lucy on Instagram and bring her on this show.
Exactly.
Hashtag I'm with Lucy.
So we get to the ending of the episode. We get to this dinner. It's unfortunate that all these meals are being ruined by just all the drama. It's every time there's food on the table, on the beach. The last episode when Dorit left. This one, Lisa Vanderpump leaves. It's like no one can have a peaceful meal.
I would have just...
been Denise Richards.
Exactly.
But they were clubbing, so that looked like a lot of fun.
We didn't see that much of it. Dang it, I wish they would have showed that. I really wish they would have showed some of the club. Lisa Rinna was getting down.
Yes. So they were all getting
with
down.
With her bad self. I love Lisa.
Before they got down, things were getting down because Dorit was late and everybody was at the table. People knew something happened because people's faces, again,
so
were
sorry,
not...
I'm late.
Yeah. People were not into it.
And they continued talking like it didn't even matter.
Lisa Vanderpump felt like no one was talking to her, which, you know, those are not the greatest positions to be in, especially when there's a group and you can sense the energy. It's very mean girl. Mm-hmm. But Dorit basically is siding with Teddy, and whom she's known for a few months, really, and just trashing Lisa Vanderpump and not really being there for her. What do we think about that?
In the hotel room before they went to dinner?
No, at this dinner.
Right, but in the hotel room before they went to
dinner.
She
also shaded her.
You could tell that Dorit was a little like, if she thought something was fishy, she really didn't know what to think.
Yeah.
It should have been talked about then.
Yeah.
She shouldn't have threw her under the bus at the table. That was so messed up.
Yeah. I think she already felt like, oh, I believe you, Teddy. And then Lisa gave her like one last glance.
Yeah.
But like to a friend that you're that close with, like, would you really do that?
And you got to go back to the room with her.
And go back to the room with her.
Or maybe it's called payback.
Payback? Oh. Or maybe. That face.
Okay, Lisa Renna.
Podcast listeners, you're looking at Cynthia's face and that was a very... Yes. So let's just point out something real quick, because I know this is going to come out in the comment boxes. Teddy in the room, we're going back a beat. Teddy is showing these text messages that are cropped.
Mm, it was cropped.
Cropped, Texas, screenshot, lift, adjust.
It was literally just like one little bloop.
Why? Why does that?
She was hiding something.
Do you feel like she was hiding something?
We saw the printout.
Yeah, the printout. We know. I mean,
why would you hide something and then humiliate Lisa in front of everybody if you're hiding something? Like, are you afraid? Because when I saw what she did, I feel like that was last season. If she did that with the screenshots, that's what she would do last season. This season, I wanted her to show the full printout.
And Ken showed it.
Yeah. Ken did,
showed but it.
There, we got some crop text messages. We're kind of crazy. But at that point...
Yeah.
Lisa Vanderpump had had enough. She was getting really attacked. It was the last night. She had to wake up at 4 anyways. I mean, at that point, it was fine for her to go away because it was like, I need to sleep, which she didn't sleep. But the fact that...
Was she crying?
You mean Lisa Vanderpump?
Lisa Vanderpump, yeah. She was out of there. And, you know, Kyle, like a true bestie, went after her and was kind of talking to her, not wanting her to leave like that. But after you've left, Lisa Vanderpump's not going to come back to the table.
But don't you guys think that Dorit should have went to go talk to her if she's her so-called true friend?
Dorit just threw her under the bus, though.
Yeah, Dorit was not going to be there.
But even, like, if I knew, like, I...
Upset someone.
Yeah, like, let me go and see. Let me talk to her.
I think because Dorit had made the decision that she was going to play the role of somebody who just was not sure. So she wasn't going to leave and she didn't know what to do. So she just sat down. And because I think Kyle noticed that she was going to sit down like that, Kyle did the next best thing, which was she's the closest one into the group with her. So if I was Kyle, I would have went and looked on my friend. But Dorit...
I felt Dorit knew exactly what she was doing. Do you guys agree?
I agree with you.
She knew exactly what she was doing.
Well, we still have tweets to go. Definitely, let's continue on the conversation. Oh, before I forget, the Rolex, the $10,800 Rolex that gets delivered at dinner. I mean, you can't plan it better. Mauricio, I need a Mauricio in my life.
I know, he's like, I approve for you to buy it.
Yeah, I approve for you to buy it. And then the fact that it gets delivered at 9 o'clock, whatever time that was before they were having dinner, I mean, that's Beverly Hills. That's Beverly Hills.
So they brought the Beverly Hills to the Bahamas.
Yeah, they brought the Beverly Hills to the Bahamas. It was a collab. For all of our beauty influencers out there, it was a collab. So they partied after this dinner. It was great. I mean, we were pretty... we got to see a little bit of partying, and again, we'll continue on with the conversation. I hear we're doing something a little different on AfterBuzz. We have tweets here, so I'm just going to quickly go through them, and then we'll get the opinions here in studio. So this comes from Nikki. Camille is having none of Dorit's BS. Hashtag R-O-H-B-H.
Agreed.
Yes. This one comes from Brandon. Erica and Rinna are so obvious. They each took Dorit and Teddy on separate outings to stir and turn them against Lisa Vanderpump.
That's exactly what I felt.
I'm looking at Nini Leaks here, and I have the I See You.
Yes.
GIF.
Nini.
Any thoughts about that? I mentioned that earlier only because I pulled these tweets.
I almost like had a realization. You did mention that, but oh my gosh.
I agree with you.
We have some hardcore fans, so it's just the best to go on Twitter after the show, actually while it's going on. And we have one from Teddy Meadowcamp, so stay tuned. This comes from Kiki Wood. I used to love Lisa Renna, but this season she's becoming a disgusting, bleep, hateful bee. Hashtag real talk. She has.
I was loaded.
It's very obvious that she has switched the flip. Flip the switch, I'm sorry, on how she is portraying herself this season.
Right.
Last season, people were like, okay, she's at the end of the sofa. She's making her way off the show. Yeah. She's making her way all the way right to Andy Cohen on this reunion.
Yes.
I think she's more fun.
More fun?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
She's really invested into this now. Yeah. The girls are set up. They have their campaigns. They're killing in the fashion runway world. Woo, so she can do it now.
Yeah, I feel more villain.
Yes. This comes from our lovely Teddy, Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. LVP has no communication ever with the guy who runs her events. Really? Question mark? So she's insinuating that, oh, so you don't have John's number? You don't text?
I thought that was weird too.
You don't have any communications, she says here. LVP has no communication ever with the guy who runs her events. Really? Question mark? Exclamation mark?
Wasn't that who she was? That Johnny Blitz, Blizzard, right?
Yes.
Blizzard? Wasn't she on the phone with him in the hotel?
I think that she was talking about the other John Sessa guy.
I am a bit surprised. I would think that she would have his number.
He would have to call her if something happened, or maybe
just anything. You should have an emergency.
Teddy watched the episode and she knew that those text messages were coming out. So Teddy obviously is not going to stay silent. So that's just going to give us something to have a migraine over. Ming Ming Cherry says, Camille is right. Dorit is shady. Rena is stirring the pot. Denise is confused. Hashtag mean girls.
Agreed 100%. Yes. Love you. Love it.
Here we go. Chris says, why did Teddy Meadowcamp show an altered text? Why was it cut off and not even on the screen for a second? Teddy is running scared. We already talked about that. Yes. Kalo says, I think that's a typo. Teddy, Kyle, and Rinna realize they are making themselves look like a-holes going after Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah, that's, I mean...
It's definitely looking like a
To go after Lisa Vanderpump, that takes a lot of courage.
Yes, takes a lot of courage, but they're definitely chugging away here. Yeah, last tweet of the night. Again, if you want to be featured on AfterBuzz TV, let's do this. Hashtag R-H-O-B-H, AfterBuzz TV, so that we can pull your tweets for everybody listening. This one is our last one. But Kyle, you and Teddy and Rinna are the only ones talking about the dog to each other.
We just need to stop talking about the dog.
That's not going to happen. That is not going to happen.
They need to name a movie.
Yes.
Find Lucy.
I love Lucy.
Exactly. Well, we are going on through the show, and we have some news and gossip for you and some things to look at. Let's take a look real quick.
Okay, so everybody, I just want to literally share a throwback of Lisa Rinna. Wow.
That's Lisa Rinna?
Yes.
I wish I had my glasses.
Yes. Mm. She posted that on Instagram.
She looks beautiful. Gorgeous.
I love her, her hair, man. Bring that back,
Miss Rinna. She's always fit. Yeah, she has an amazing body.
Yes, she looks good. Great.
All right, and for those people that are heavy on Instagram, as you know, aside from Kylie being the first 21-year-old billionaire, Lisa Rinna and Chris did a mini campaign, and we're looking at it right now, right?
Yes. I don't know if you guys have seen it because the movie Captain Marvel is coming out March 8th, so this Friday, and they did a commercial with showing a throwback at Blockbuster, which is
iconic.
Yes,
iconic. Bring it back. We need a Blockbuster again.
The kids these days will never know.
They'll never know the struggle with VHS.
So you guys can check it out, and it was really great. So just, you know.
So Lisa Rinna captions it, watch what happens when at Kris Jenner and I come face to face with Captain Marvel. Catch the movie in theaters Friday. Hashtag ad. Yeah. So you, if nobody has seen this, oh, look, Eileen Davidson, that's nice. She left a comment. If you guys want to check this out, make sure to go to Chris's Instagram profile and Lisa Rinna, because they're both there. It was pretty entertaining.
Yes.
And there's more to come, I believe, tonight. So there's an extended clip or something that they're going to put out. Cool. So let's get into some quick predictions, ladies.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Anybody want to start?
Next episode. I am ready for it.
The text messages I'm ready for.
I'm actually really excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I feel that Dorit is in on it. That's my prediction.
Oh, that's a good one.
She's in on it. Yeah. Yeah.
My prediction, Denise Richards is still confused.
You might be onto something here. And no shade, Denise.
Yeah, no shade, Denise. I love you. Yeah. Love but you. I'm confused.
By now, if I hear confused on the next episode, I just don't want to hear that anymore, girl. Like, I really don't. I really can't.
What's your prediction, Thomas?
My prediction is that somebody might storm off from this conversation in Lisa Vanderpump's house when the text messages come up. I think it might be a little bit of a heated situation. Somebody's going to get up from that situation, I think. I don't know. It's a prediction. But we'll have to find out. We have a lot more coming here at AfterBuzz TV. We have a whole season for you. We're only on episode 4. Our hardcore fans out there know that this is like a 20-week show. So yes, we appreciate you guys being there. Before we sign off, we want to say goodbye, right?
Yes, you guys can follow me on all of my social media, or at least Instagram, under at Cynthia Nicole number 5.
You can follow me on Twitter, underscore at makeup Mandy with an I, Instagram at makeup underscore Mandy with an I.
Yes, and I'm your host, Thomas Rulina. As you guys know, I have a brand new talk show. It's called Two Besties Together. You can find it on Instagram. We have our own talk show profile at Two Besties Together. We're talking so many different fun topics. You could find me at Thomas Rulina. And I just want to say shout out to all of our comments out there, because we really appreciate it. I read one this week that said that they... you know, our show helps them get through their drive home from work.
Awesome.
So yes, just to get yay, that love, we really appreciate it. No comment gets unnoticed. We love you guys. And if you want to continue the conversation, follow us on our platforms. We will see you here next Tuesday.
Yes.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.